USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks are surging on Wall Street in morning trading so far. The New York Stock Exchange allowing a small group of traders back on the trading floor today after months of keeping them away because of the coronavirus pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo ringing the opening bell this morning. And the president of the exchange, Stacey Cunningham, says,
"The New York Stock Exchange facade is the face of capitalism, and we can set an example."
The economic slowdown so far not impacting home prices. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index just out finds prices increased nearly 4.5% in March. Things heat up across the Southwest this week, temperature-wise, threatening to break daily heat records from Sacramento to Phoenix. Heat advisories already in effect. That heat will start shifting towards the east come Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The World Health Organization now saying it's not just a second wave of the virus that we have to guard against, but a second peak in this first wave, saying countries that believe they've overcome the virus must stay on high alert. The White House is moving up the start of the Brazil travel suspension to tonight, 2 days sooner than originally planned. The president is saying he's putting travel restrictions on non-U.S. residents if they've been to Brazil within 2 weeks of their travel to the U.S. Legendary guitarist for the band Queen, Brian May, is recovering from a heart attack, saying in an Instagram video,
"It's not something that did me any harm. It was about 40 minutes of pain in the chest and tightness and that feeling in the arms and sweating."
May, who's had some other problems, including a compressed sciatic nerve recently, says despite all that's been happening lately, he is, quote, ready to rock again. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Christian organization hoping to help out in the COVID-19 ravaged Navajo Nation. As president and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham spent Memorial Day yesterday in Window Rock, Arizona, the Navajo Nation capital. The son of famed evangelist Billy Graham says his organization is hoping to open a hospital in that region. Scammers are bilking Americans out of millions of dollars with coronavirus scams. The Federal Trade Commission reporting over 52,000 complaints involving nearly $40 million in losses, and that was as of May 21st. They say the average victim has lost nearly $500. The FTC says one of the top COVID-19 scams is a text message you get that says victims should click on a link to provide personal information so that they can get a government refund. The U.S. Air Force is now ending height restrictions to make way for more women in the service. Until now, pilot applicants had to be at least 5'4". The average woman is about 5'3". While the Air Force approved most height waivers, they do say they didn't want to discourage nearly half of the female population from joining up, so now each pilot will be screened and placed in an aircraft specifically chosen to fit their body measurements. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.